This week, we continue our series about how to overcome evil with good. This week is part two, love God and people, but hate evil. Today, a lie exists in our culture. It goes something like this. Do what you want. There's no absolute good or evil. But you know what? That lie in itself is totally illogical and evil. By saying that there is no such thing as an absolute, the person states an absolute and thereby totally disproves his point. In a world full of relativism, we need absolutism. And you know, God's word remains absolutely true. Take God's word to heart and apply it to your life. Allow his word to dictate what is good and what is evil. His word is truth. Today, a lot of people call evil good and good evil. This is a serious offense, and it wreaks all kinds of tragedies in people's lives. I know you know what I mean. In fact, God's word says distinctly in Isaiah 5:20, "Woe to those who call evil good and good evil, who put darkness for light and light for darkness, who put bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter." So this week we cover this truth, and that is that we are to love God and people, but hate evil. Hate is a strong word, but we need to hate evil, and we need to love God and people. We need to steer clear of evil. Avoid places that exalt evil, certain movies and stores that promote darkness and violence, etc. How do we love God? How do we steer clear of evil? Well, by following His word, by following God's word and obeying Him through the power of the Holy Spirit who lives in us after we receive Jesus Christ as Savior and Lord. Let's read a few Bible verses about this. Proverbs 8:13 says, "The fear of the Lord is hatred of evil." We need to fear the Lord, folks. We need to fear the Lord, because if we have a healthy respect for the Lord, if we fear Him in a healthy way, then we are going to have all kinds of priorities instantly put in place. So I'll continue reading Proverbs 8:13. "The fear of the Lord is hatred of evil. Pride and arrogance and the way of evil and perverted speech I hate." Next, Romans 12, verse 9. "Let love be genuine. Let love be genuine. Abhor what is evil. Hold fast. Hold fast to what is good." And then Psalm 34, verse 14. "Turn away from evil and do good. Seek peace and pursue it." Those are pretty clear instructions, I'd say. Meanwhile, the only way to avoid evil is to get busy with what is good. God's word trains us, and the Holy Spirit helps us to apply the word so that we share the good instead of getting ensnared by the bad. In closing, let's focus on Hebrews 13:20-21. "Now may the God of peace, who is the author and the giver of peace, who brought again from among the dead our Lord Jesus, that great shepherd of the sheep, by the blood that sealed, ratified the everlasting agreement, covenant, testament, strengthen, complete, perfect, and make you what you ought to be, and equip you with everything good, that you may carry out His will while He Himself works in you and accomplishes that which is pleasing in His sight, through Jesus Christ the Messiah, to whom be the glory forever and ever, to the ages of the ages. Amen. So be it." Prayer tip of the week. I suggest that we all read through the Ten Commandments. And also ask the Lord to help us love Him and love others as He commanded in the New Testament. I know one thing, When we apply God's word, we will never regret it. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for your word. We thank you that you love us. We thank you that you equip us to do what is good. We ask that you would protect us from evil, deliver us from evil. In your name, Jesus, we ask for that. We ask that you would grant us favor to do your will and to experience just very fruitful lives in you. And Lord, I pray with those who don't know you yet that they would know you today, that they would accept you in their hearts as Savior and Lord. We just welcome you, Lord Jesus, to rule our lives. We rely on you alone for salvation. We repent. We turn away from evil. We turn to you and accept you. And we just love you and worship you and hand over all the prayer requests from praying pals and all those that are on the hearts of listeners. Just please, Lord Jesus, bear our burdens. We trust in you and we love you and worship you alone. In Jesus' name, amen. Now remember, you can contact us anytime with your prayer requests 24/7 at prayingpals.org. Again, that is prayingpals.org. Thank you again for listening. I really appreciate you. And I want you to know that God is still loving you. Jesus is still loving you no matter what you're going through. His promises remain true. Look to Jesus this week. That's what I want to do. How about you? Thanks again, my friends. God bless you this week.